This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
We say good morning and welcome to Kevin Mahaney, who is on with us each and every Monday morning with a preview of the Soy City Buzz program on First Mid Mondays. How was your weekend? Did you do anything fun?
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Brian? Good morning to you and Nick. Get a snow globe. I can't believe you said that to him.
I don't want to hear about anybody enjoying the snow right now. Are you looking forward to snow tomorrow?
No, but okay. It's only going to last a day, Brian.
I don't.
It'll be okay. I remember it snowed on Easter one year. I couldn't believe that, but it was gone by 3 o'clock.
In the 1970s, when I was a very small child, I got the soundtrack for Saturday Night Fever on LP, the record, we had on Easter an ice storm that knocked out the power of most of Decatur and lasted for days. I get it. Spring can be a very cool and cruel thing, but I don't want it. Do you?
No. I love spring just because it's the end of winter, and I can't stand winter anymore. So I'm with you. I don't want the snow. Yeah, my weekend was great. I did the bike trails on Saturday, little autocross yesterday, and a big family dinner last night. Couldn't get any better.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Which trails? Where did you go?
I love doing that Fairview Park one. So it'll take you all the way out to Rock Springs. You pick it up at Pershing Road or 121. And when they connect that to Forsyth, that's going to be quite a trail. But it still is. I mean, they got it all swept, and you go all the way to Rock Springs, some hills. It's perfect.
That sounds fantastic. I need to get the bike in and get it tuned up and get it ready to go and get out for the season. I'm very, very excited about that. That is great stuff.
What was a big success over the weekend was that food truck extravaganza.
For the United Way, yeah.
Wow, there's a lot of people there.
I saw a lot of that on social media. Debbie had told us for weeks that they had sold out of all the tickets ahead of time that you could buy. And I think people are just craving getting out and doing things, right? I mean, we would feel this way in a normal year, you know, on April 19th, you know, off the year of the pandemic, when you weren't able to get out and do all the things. People are getting vaccinated, doing the right thing, all of the above. It's extraordinarily exceptional that people are enjoying getting out and just doing things.
Yeah, I see that even in my job with all the people I do business with in business. I think we're like at 75% of where we used to be, and that's a long way from where we were this time last year.
Absolutely. It absolutely is. In fact, I'll be telling folks about something I watched last night on Apple TV that was absolutely amazing about this past year. But let's get to First Mid Mondays. What's on tap for tonight at 5 o'clock?
Well, tonight we always have Mac on Sports with Tom McNamara. He's just a Decatur treasure, full of information about prep sports. We'll talk Cardinals and we'll talk Cubs tonight. Then we're going to have Chapin Rose, Senator Chapin Rose. I guess this Power Plant at ADM is a big, big deal, and it's really going to do a lot for jobs in the community. He wants to touch on that. And then we get big, big news on April 23rd. The Children's Museum opens back up. You know, I was talking about everything is starting to flourish again. Well, this is a big one. The Children's Museum has been closed for a long time. They're going to have special ways that you can bring your kids on weekends to the Children's Museum. We'll talk about that tonight with Abby Custer. She is the interim CEO there. And then Mike Wolcott, we're going to be talking about the Devon. You know, I counted, he's got 40 different events lined up starting next month all the way through September at the Devon Amphitheater, which is just going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, you know what? And the great thing about the Devon Amphitheater season is that the tickets they're selling now are limited to the capacity that is right now, meaning that as weeks and weeks go by and more people get vaccines and the numbers go down, there will be probably more tickets available and more access available as we go through the summer.
Yep. Hey, Brian, can I tell you a quick story about the power of your radio show?
Sure.
Well, I don't know if you remember, but I think it was in February when we were talking on a Monday morning, and I was telling you how impressed and how, just how cool it was to watch Reverend Tom Walker and his wife, Margaret, over at Main Street Church in Youth for a Positive Direction, work with the inner city kids and have a place for them to go to study and to eat and to be warm and to do something while they were in quarantine and away from school. And they do it so quietly and unceremoniously that I just wanted to get the word out. And I got an email about a week and a half ago from Michelle O'Brien. She works at Sikich, and she heard that how I was asking people to help out Reverend Walker and his wife, Margaret, because what they're doing is such great, great work. And she coached me on submitting a presentation to a very philanthropic foundation here in town. And they are going to meet today to decide whether or not they're going to use some of their funds for the Main Street Church. And she also told me, I was telling her about, I don't know if you know Shem Sanders, but he's a gentleman that lost a daughter in a random shot. She was just a bystander, and a young girl died last year. And he's dedicated all his spare time to helping young inner city kids to work in the summer and then mentoring them, getting teachers to help them, paying them $100 a week to do landscaping work and to cut lots. And he's needing sponsorships for that. So she asked me to submit his information as well. They're both 501c3s. So I got my fingers crossed that we're going to get some real good support from that foundation today. And anybody else wants to help and call me, I'll tell you how to do it. But if it wasn't for your radio show, none of this would be happening right now.
Well, that's very cool. And I appreciate that you're out there passing along that information and getting the word out there. You know what else is cool? Tomorrow, the Governor's Cup will be given out. And we have, for the third time since 1985, a Decatur effort in the running. And you remember what that was like when we did it a few years ago for the WSOY Community Food Drive, the Young Leaders in Action, which is that high school group made up of all of the county and city high school kids that have been doing so much, are up for the Governor's Cup. How cool is that?
Well, I mean, how big is that for Decatur? I mean, all the cities in the state of Illinois, Decatur is in the running again. That's a big deal.
Well,
they got it, they're
deal.
Winning it again.
Well, we'll see. They do that. Remember how we had to give the presentation and we were in front of that dry group of people? And it was like, oh, my God, I had no idea how we did, you know, leaving the meeting, because they were just very I don't even know how to stoic would be a good way to describe it. But those young people have impressed me so much this year. We'll find out tomorrow afternoon whether the Governor's Cup is coming back here for the third time since the early 1980s when this whole thing was started. And if it is, we should be very, very proud of those young people who have done so much in this past 12 months.
And that'd be from two different governors, right?
Three different governors, yeah.
So you go back to the other 80s. One was Governor Quinn. So Governor Reiner, Governor Quinn, and then
No. The other one would have been the other one would have been Governor Thompson back in the 1980s.
Oh, I got you. I didn't know it went that far back. That's right.
Decatur Advantage. You remember Decatur Advantage, right? That was the first time the Governor's Cup was awarded to Decatur. The second time was in 2017 to us for the food drive. And then now in 2021, we're up for the Young Leaders in Action, which is part of the Community Foundation's efforts with Dr. Sherrod and others getting young people involved. So three times over what? What is that, 35 years?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I forgot about Decatur Advantage. And that was a big deal back then. I mean, they raised a lot of money to improve the city of Decatur with a kind of a strategic plan.
Absolutely, which then became Pride of the Prairie, and God, we could go through all of the the names over the years. Kevin, have a great show tonight at 5 o'clock. We really appreciate you. Thank you very much. First mid-Monday. It's got a feel to it, right? And Tuesday snow day.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.